maximum temperature of 17 Celsius. And that's the weather.
Almost got to 20.
Almost.
Far off.
Thanks,
almost.
Paul.
BBC Radio Devon.
Breakfast with Gordon Sparks and Laura James.
Well, it's 9:25 now. Listen to this. Could artificial intelligence be used to transform the lives of people living with dementia by personalising what they hear on the radio?
Oh, we're interested in this, aren't we, being on the radio? That's what researchers in Plymouth are trying to find out, and they've got nearly £3 million to carry out the studies and pioneer the technology to do it.
It's called Radio Me. Professor Eduardo Miranda and Dr. Alexis Kirk from the University of Plymouth are in the studio with us this morning to tell us about it. Morning, both.
Morning. Morning.
How does Radio Me work?
Radio Me basically takes, in fact, we're going to test it first with BBC Radio Devon.
Hey.
It takes a live BBC radio broadcast and it attempts to analyse it, to understand it, and then to use it to insert familiar tunes for people living with dementia. So if you're at home, you wake up in the morning, maybe the system, Radio Me, detects you get a bit agitated. This is a common symptom for people with dementia, and it will put on a piece of relaxing music. So you'll be listening to Radio Devon, but instead of maybe Kylie Minogue Can't Get You Out of My Head coming on, one of the pieces, maybe Pack Up Your Troubles, will be mixed in gently from your own personal music collection. And also, maybe you haven't had any breakfast that morning and you want a reminder in your diary that at 9 o'clock you want to be reminded to have some breakfast. If you're living with dementia, you may forget, and this is a problem. So a DJ-like voice, we're not trying to put you out of a job, but a DJ-like voice synthesised by the computer, very human-like, will say something like, have you had some nice breakfast this morning? So the whole system is meant to integrate with the standard radio broadcast and just give a comfortable and helpful way for people with dementia to continue living alone in their homes, because that's what they want to do.
This may sound like a flippant comment, but it's not meant to be. There's all seriousness behind it. I do the golden hour at 9 o'clock. So when the reminder comes on, 9 o'clock, have you had your breakfast yet? Can you add to that? Don't forget the golden hour on BBC Radio Devon. Lots of familiar music.
Well, yeah.
You see what I did there? It's a funny thing.
The golden hour, in fact, and these old tunes, you know, the reason we pick from the, when a person with dementia, we don't just play them any old relaxing music. We will play them something from their past.
Customized. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Customized to their past, what they have heard in the past, and that brings back memories and reminds them of the good times they had in early stages of their lives.
And people with dementia actually say that the golden hour and these music and memories elements are very helpful to them,
especially to calm down and to relax, and because agitation is a big problem, and we hope that we have a sensor system that will detect when a person is beginning to get agitated, and then we would then immediately trigger a process in the system that would play back a song that perhaps would calm down the person.
How will you be able to measure if this is a success?
Well, this was one of the biggest challenges in developing the project. We're working with Anglia Ruskin University, Brighton and Sussex Medical School, and also the University of Glasgow. And these people have expertise with going into people's homes. So we're actually going to work over the period of the project. I think we're working with 60 people living with dementia and their carers. And we're actually going to work with the people at these other universities to install prototypes of the system, of Radio Me, into homes and test them in an ethical and careful way.
Yeah, the idea sounds simple to begin with, but to put it in practice, it involves a lot of background researches to understand what are the things that will be less intrusive, for example, for the person that we are targeting this. So we don't want to be invasive. We want to be as transparent as possible. And also we need to make sure that we have the right ways to measure and to monitor. So great part of the research is about making sure that this technology is developed properly and applied in decent ways.
It can seem a little abstract, the idea of how do you test that people are being reminded, how do you test that people are calmer. They're going to be wearing these quite lightweight biological sensors on their wrists. So what we can actually do is we can we can analyse the output of those sensors on their wrist during a time when they're not using RadioMe.
Correct.
We can analyse the output when they are using RadioMe. So we got some comparison. We can also talk to the people with dementia and their carers, and we can say, we can do interviews. Before they have RadioMe, we can say, what do you forget? What do you remember? You know, it's a delicate process finding that out, but it can be done. Yeah. And then after RadioMe, we can ask them, what do you forget? What do you remember? How's your general quality of life? So if it's done very carefully and with the expertise of our partners, you can measure these things.
Yeah, it needs to be very customizable as well, because every person, every individual is a different individual. So that's why it's difficult, because... And that's why I think that artificial intelligence can help us here, because, you know, we need to have a system that can fully adapt to the specific conditions that, you know, we are going to work with.
You say it's not quite a simple idea, but it comes from a simple idea, which is often said are the best ideas.
I think that's the thing. You know, we had this idea and we thought, well, it's so clear. You know, why
can it be true?
Yeah, exactly. So, and then when we began to think about how can we put this into practice, then it's like opening a Pandora box. Yes. You know, all the problems began to emerge. And
when this works, it's going to help people be that more independent for that bit longer, isn't it?
That's the objective. You know, as our population ages, you know, and we live longer, these problems are going to emerge and are emerging already. And it's a good, you know, it's a great burden to the NHS and the public funds. So by enabling people to stay home longer, you know, we are going to doing a good service to society and to our economy.
And the Laura asked a brilliant question in that, how do you measure success? You could say, if 8 out of 10 people that we meet are happy, then it's a success. You can put it down to figures and you do your paperwork and tick boxes. However, on an individual basis, a lot of the people living with a condition, you'll communicate with relatives, people close to them.
Yep.
And if they say, as an example, oh, my gran loves music from the World War II era, or she loved growing up with the Everly Brothers. If you played the Everly Brothers and you see the reaction, maybe the words come back to that person, and there's a smile on her face. Surely that's the measure of being successful.
That is it. That's the main measure, I think.
There is a kind of thing behind this. There is, it is dementia. I don't mean to be money-based, but dementia is very, very expensive in this country. And when you spend money on one thing, you can't spend it on other things. It affects people. We do want to help with that. But in the end, I think in our research with dementia, it's the quality of life. We talk about dementia a lot, but when you actually spend time with people with dementia and with their carers, even in early to mid stages, it really is difficult what they go through. I mean, that's understatement. And if we can kind of, and this agitation is a big problem. People get admitted to hospital, to casualty, because they've had an agitation episode. This shouldn't happen. What we should be able to do is bring them down from the agitation episode so they don't have to go into a place that isn't designed to look after people with dementia. Yep. You know, and it's the same with the reminders, with remembering things. We have a technology for remembering things. It's called a diary. Let's adapt that in a way that can change the lives of people with dementia.
We're hearing more as well nowadays, whether, you know, this is just the way things have changed or whether we're just being told about it more, but younger people are being affected with dementia earlier on, aren't they? So if we get to them as well with something like this, so you're not being told, you know, have your breakfast now. It's a gentle reminder in your ear. You're not being lectured. You're not being looked after by a grown-up.
Right.
You know,
right.
You're being spoken to in a different way, and that's surely going to calm people down.
Correct. And the technology for this exists. You know, it's. I think our job is to hack it, so to speak, and to adapt it for the good, you know. Whereas most of these conditions, I think, with the younger people, is often blamed on technology, you know. And I think we can turn that around and turn this technology, you know, at the service of something for the good.
Do you know what, Eduardo, Alexis? I am always fascinated. What happens within our institutions in Devon, our universities? I think this is just incredible that this work is taking place here in our area. You guys could change the world.
Correct. I mean, why not? Well, I mean, that's why we are here.
You know? I'll tell you something slightly interesting. There is a link here to BBC Radio Devon. The genesis of this work, when BBC Radio Devon was becoming dementia friendly, Belinda Dixon and I were working on some radio programmes. And while working on those programmes, we went into the home of people. I'm not a BBC Devon employee, by the way. I just like to say that. I'm okay. a University of Plymouth employee.
I've not handed you an envelope under the table.
Yeah, I had a one. But there was a very interesting thing happened. And we would speak to people living with dementia, and they would say how important the radio was to them, particularly the age range of people living with dementia. Correct. And they said how they would put on BBC Radio Devon and they'd listen all day. And I think this created a spark in our minds at the University of Plymouth, and we began to think maybe the radio, rather than a computer screen, rather than the mobile phone screen, maybe a radio is the natural way to reach these people. Yeah. And if it hadn't been for the collaboration with BBC Radio Devon, this project would not have come about. And it is a world-leading project, and we have brought together the most amazing partners with this idea, and we're very proud to be leading this.
And some very reassuring support for carers and family members of those that are suffering, living with dementia too, because it's just a bit of extra support for them.
Exactly. Yeah, this is not going to replace anything.
Yeah.
It's going to add, and it's going to add to the tools available to healthcarers to address this problem.
We'd love. You must let us know.
Yeah, you've got to come back
when this happens. And
you've got to come back. Keep us updated.
Sure.
That would be brilliant. And we've got something for you now, actually, guys. Professor Eduardo Miranda and Dr. Alexis Kirk from the University of Plymouth. Would you like to be taken back in time, though? Because, as I said, it's a golden hour after nine. Would you like a little tease as to what we'll be doing this morning?
Yes, please.
Here we go.